Thank you, sir. Our first public hearing is conditional use 1667 Douglas Hitchens.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an automotive sales lot to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1 acre more or less lying northeast of Route 18, also known as Route 404, 950 feet northwest of Route 527. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the site plan for this application. To date, we've received two agency comments. First comment is from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated June 23rd of 2005, making reference to the present zoning being AR1 and the proposal for a conditional use. There is an annual average daily traffic of Route 404 or 18 at 8,212 vehicles per day. There's a summer average of 10,730 vehicles per day. The traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service of Route 18 or 404 is the level of service D. The level of service will not change as a result of this application. The information provided to Department of Transportation for review and submittal of those comments was that there is a car lot proposed with an office, and at most there would be approximately 30 vehicles. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum and dated September 21st, and in reference to this application, we are advised that the soil types on this parcel would be Eastboro loamy sand and Cleage loamy sand, that the Eastboro soil has slight limitations for development, that the Cleage has slight to moderate limitations, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction, and to maintain vegetation after completion of any construction. Both soil types are considered of statewide importance. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum was a copy of the public notices that were sent to the agency, a copy of a soil portion of soil map number 25 showing the area and the site, a copy of an infrared photograph showing with overlaid with a tax map also showing the site, and a copy of a general vicinity map. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, if you'd come up and give us your name and address, please.
Hi, how are you? Douglas Hitchens, 12757 Seashore Highway, Georgetown.
All right, sir, thank you. You've heard what our director has had to say. Do you have anything you wish to add?
This is Maureen Logan. She'll be representing me this evening.
We were just trying to start a car lot in that area.
Ms. Logan, are you representing the applicant?
He's just asking me to speak for him. I am a friend of his. Is that acceptable, or he can answer his own questions?
I suppose so. But go ahead.
This is new to us. And he just wants to start a car lot out on 404. It's just going to be a small car lot. It's a family-owned property. We will maintain and go by all guidelines that are required. All we're doing is asking permission to be able to do this.
Okay. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
Okay.
Mr. Gordy.
Proposing a shop to work on vehicles?
Do minimal repairs.
As far as the vehicles you sell or the...
Just the ones that's being sold.
You're not talking about somebody else?
Like a service shop or anything like that, no.
I'm proposing that?
No.
What type of repairs are you talking about?
Well, it depends on like the cars that we buy, what they need done to them. I bought one that needed a motor, and I just swapped the motor.
Now, where will you be doing that? I mean, you got a proposed office of 40 by 30. Is that big enough to work on vehicles?
Well, I figured I could get two bays out of it. And I live right behind the property now, and I have a another 30 by 80 shop.
But nearby?
Yeah, right there on the same, I own all that property around there other than that 2 acres right there along 18.
Do you have any experience in car sales?
As far as selling them, no.
No. What's your current occupation now?
Poultry farmer.
Poultry farmer. So why do you want to get into car business?
Well, I've been working on cars and stuff for people and stuff on my own, and I just would like to get into it, and because I think I could be very successful. I mean, I got into the chicken business 14 years ago and knew nothing about it, and I'm a top 5 grower. I'm very committed to stuff when I get into it.
So how are you going to acquire these vehicles? How are you proposing that?
Going to different auctions and stuff like that.
I have affiliation with auctions where I work at.
And what type of vehicles are you proposing to sell? I mean, as far as like years, I mean, from 90 on up or?
Anything probably from like 90, 95 up.
And what are your hours of operation are you thinking about?
Probably like 8 to 5.
Is that 7 days a week?
Probably 6.
6 days a week?
Yeah.
Closed on Sunday?
Yep.
Will you propose a sign out front?
Yeah.
Advertising your business?
Yeah. Yes.
Lighted or unlighted?
Probably lighted.
It says here on the plan that plot plan that you are proposing 4 employees.
At the most, probably.
At the most. That's all the questions I have right now.
All right, sir, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Will you have provision for a dumpster on the site to take care of your trash and?
Well, I could put one there, or I already have one on the farm that I've had for years. I probably would just use it rather than have 2 separate ones.
And if you're doing repairs on the vehicles, you'll make sure that you've got provisions for safe disposal of any contaminants
of anything,
or burnt oils,
yes.
Things of that nature. My guess is, and tell me if I'm right, this being a family piece, that's why you chose this location,
that piece of property,
to do
right.
It, so
yes.
you wouldn't.
Because I already owned it, so.
And you should have good traffic by there. Which is just a question, when someone goes out and test drives a car, would one of your employees accompany them, or do you think you'll let them go off on their own?
I probably would ride with them.
Mm-hmm. My thoughts being on that there would be neighbors around and somebody
right.
get tired of people going and hot riding cars around in their settings. No other questions at this time. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Hitchens, are you aware of any other used car lots in the vicinity?
No. Not till you get to either Georgetown or Seaford.
And would it be safe to say that the surrounding area is predominantly agricultural and residential?
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than my piece of ground, I guess it's agricultural, though.
I have no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Burton? I might hire the commission as an interview committee, but I have no questions.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Couts?
Just a couple of questions. You submitted a plat that shows a 1 acre parcel. Is this a lot of record or is this just a proposal?
No, it's already been separately recorded and the work is.
Okay. show up on the land records yet. The improvements that you're proposing, the way I read it, it looks like it's going to be basically half a acre of gravel with a 40 by 30 building. You going to have any landscaping or anything like that?
Sure, we would landscape it.
Yeah, we would landscape it and do all that. We just hadn't got that far yet.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to...
No, I'm just trying to get an understanding of what you're...
Not making a nice looking place when it's done.
Okay. That's all.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Lang?
I don't have any questions, but I need to advise the applicant that he would not be permitted to have his dumpster on his other property, or he would not be able to work on cars on the other site, since that's not a part of this conditional use.
Okay, that's not a problem.
All right, sir. Mr. Robertson?
That was going to be the only thing I was going to say if Mr. Lang did not. That what we have in front of us is the application for the conditional use, and so that's not a permitted use to work on vehicles or anything, or even take, car parts or whatever and put them in a dumpster somewhere else.
Any activities on related to the conditional use would have to take place on that property is what you're saying. So, all right, then, if you would kindly take a seat for a second. You can sit right there in the front row in case somebody has a question. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1667 Douglas Hitchens? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1667? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening, and we invite you to spend your Thursday night and what looks like part of your Friday morning with us to see if we make a decision, or you could just call the office in the morning.
Okay?
Thank you. Our next public hearing is Subdivision 2005-69, Wright Brothers Properties.
This is an application of Wright Brothers Properties to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, by dividing 8.97 acres into 8 lots and a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet and being located west of Old Mill Road, also known as Road 265A, being 1/2 mile north of Route 1. Gentlemen, this application went through the Technical Advisory Committee on March 15th of 2006. And that Technical Advisory Committee report is a part of the record. Revised plans were received on October 6th of 2006. And we've received one letter in opposition from William and Jill Landon. And that was received on October 2nd. And that's all we have to date on this application. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Good evening. My name is John Barwick. I'm Director of Operations with Meridian Architects and Engineers. To state my qualifications, I got a Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Delaware, and I got an Engineering Technology degree from Dell Tech that I acquired during my 12 years of being the Program Manager of the Sussex Conservation District.
All right, sir. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm waiting for Vanna to get ready. Okay. Make sure that's on. As you can see, the one thing to point out in this application is the owner block. You can see it's a family-owned piece of land. The Wrights are sitting in the fourth row back to introduce them to the commission. So,
How many are there? It's like a whole row of them.
There's only half of the five. So anyway, it's rather the geometry basically determined the layout of the property. And as you can see with the geometry, that is the reason for the variance for the cul-de-sac 1,000-foot requirement, because they would lose a lot if I had to pull that cul-de-sac back, because I wouldn't be able to get the frontage. The property is located on land that is very sandy in nature. As you can see from this location map on my right-hand side, on your left, you can see the other subdivisions that have the same type of layout. with a cul-de-sac going in, lots on either side, and the other subdivisions all utilize infiltration. In other words, there is no outfall for stormwater for any of these other projects. The soil is so sandy, it's pure sand. And as a matter of fact, the gentleman on, sir, I'm sorry, I forget your name.
Andrew.
Yes. Mr. Groom owns this property, Robbins Road, right? And I was the inspector at the time, but the conservation district, this is pure sand on this infiltration basin. And this is pure sand on this infiltration that, if I believe my memory is correct, Mr. Mikowski did. So this being consistent, we're going to utilize infiltration. So we have the groundwater recharge. We are maintaining the required buffers. One is an easement that we have with the cooperative, and the other one is an agricultural easement on the other side. And to point out some other geography, this area that's zone C1 is the boat storage, and now the Curly's barbecue stand. If you happen to see that, that's how that is related to that property, just to orient you as to where it is.
If you colored it orange, we would have understood a lot better.
Well, you know, I thought about it, but yes, that was a good one. So it will have on-site wells, on-site septics. We don't see, from what we've determined, it is all wooded at this time. Unfortunately, to create the subdivision, we're going to have to be some removal of trees. The site is consistent with the neighbors, and it will be done to all the requirements from the Sussex Conservation District and Sussex County Engineering, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
All right, sir. Well, we'll find out if anybody has any. Mr. Burton, I believe this lies in your back territory.
Talk to me again about how the stormwater management, I see where it's on.
Okay.
Between 4 and 5 and 3 and 2.
Yes,
what
sir.
What happens between 4 and 3?
Making use of the sandy material, we believe, and do the groundwater depth is in excess of 10 feet. So we're going to probably have what I envision is something that I've used before. You have like a swale between the lots, like a grass swale. But then within that swale, you would have yard basins that would go to underground, what are called storm techs. If you've gone up and down Route 1, you see those yellow half pipes. The way they work is they provide a tremendous amount of storage. And with the rapid infiltration rate, we easily foresee being able to put the water in there and infiltrate it. And we'll have to grade the site for any post-10-year storms to follow the same natural drainage path that the site followed in the past.
So those yellow tubs, for lack of a better word, would go in the in between, like, 5 and 4?
Yes, here. As you can see, we have 50 feet in here. So if we did your typical swale, you'd have storage above ground within these swales. And then within that swale, you would have, like, maybe yard basin here. It would be very inconspicuous, but it would be able to go right in, you know, get pre-treated through that grass bioswale, you could call it. It's a big green technology that's being expanded on now. So we could actually have the water flow back and have it picked up in a yard basin towards the property line. Then it would go right into these storm tech units, fill up, and the infiltration would take the water to the groundwater.
How's that help lot 3?
Oh, the drainage would be directed towards the roadside.
And then it would go back.
Yes, yes, like a typical subdivision. And if we had to, if we saw from the topo, which we haven't seen, everything, the natural topo is that it kind of goes uphill from that street. And that's one reason why that the street is on that low end, because there's a natural rise, if you look at the contours, towards those other properties to the north side.
The other developments that are around it are look to me to be very old. And is there any with a 1,000-foot cul-de-sac in it already?
I don't believe you have. You're 1,000 foot, aren't you, Mr. Brown? Yes, as you can see, they might be right. I don't want to say anything inaccurate for the record. It's going to be darn close.
because we just barely got over 1,000 feet with this cul-de-sac. As you can see, using this as a scale of reference, you can see that this cul-de-sac is a little bit further back than this one. So those projects were done in the early 90s. So there is a chance that they are less than 1,000 feet.
The power lines, do they run right down along where the road's going to be right now?
Yes, sir, Mr. Byrne. This is the, right here is where the power lines are presently running.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
I have no questions.
I know you stated you're going to have to clear some trees for, of course, your driveways and septic and house, but
yes, sir.
What's your proposal of saving as many trees as possible?
Well, I could ask the Wrights. We had in our meetings, they would like to preserve woods, but they understand when we're going to have. We already went to the measure to have the septic system checked by Laurel Oak, Bruce Bagley, a soil scientist, not only to verify the soil, make sure it's consistent with the other sites. So I wasn't making a gross assumption. It is as sandy as the other sites. And two, that we are looking at gravity sewer systems. To shorten my reply and give you an answer, they shouldn't have that big of a septic field. Of course, you want to clear so many trees away from the septic field so the roots do not affect it. And then you got to be able to place your house. For the record, I'm sure that some of the trees are rather nice oaks that whatever trees they would like to, they could save, they would try to save.
But for the record, you'll make every effort to save as many trees as possible.
Yes, sir.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Not something that the developer probably would know, but a question nonetheless I thought I would ask. Probably somewhere around 35 years ago, I used to deer hunt out in this general area, and my firsthand experience was after a rain, I would find arrowheads, Indian arrowheads. And I know this isn't in the overlay area, but would there be any consideration by the developer maybe to check with Delaware Natural Heritage to ascertain if there would be anything on site
I can't really speak for the Wrights, but I know how long it takes from the design process through the agencies. I don't think they would be averse to having somebody look at it, but I really can't speak for them.
Sir, if you'd like to speak, please come up and give us your name and address. We'll be happy to hear what you've got to say. But we got a tape running, and it won't recognize you.
Okay. That's fine. I'm Harry Wright. I live in that dwelling that's indicated by yellow on the upper right-hand corner. Mm-hmm. And I built the house that's just south of that. I've lived there for 18 years on that site. Understanding what you just said, I've never seen any artifacts out there. Okay. Out there in the Cooper Lank Farm, which is the Townsend property, at the end of that 265A, possible. Mm-hmm. It's closer to the water, et cetera. As far as I know, that property was wooded in 1935 when my grandmother purchased it. It burned, it had a big burn there, a big forest fire in 1925. So it was forested, and then it grew to the ground, and then it grew back up. It was never farmed. And I've never seen anything in the ground of historical interest.
Okay. Good answer. As I said, didn't really feel as though it was a land use thing, but I, not begging to differ, but I had found them there, and I did think I'd bring it to the attention of the
developer. Did you have Mr. Wright's permission to be hunting out there?
Well, he said he just was there 18 years. This was 35 years ago. This was pre-Mr. Mikowski.
All right, no other questions.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Mr. Couts.
Just one question. On the individual sites, are you going to do anything to require groundwater recharge from the individual units?
As far as like a rooftop infiltration system, I would like to avoid that just because of how they can get clogged up with pine shats when you have gutters going to that kind of system. But if we have to, but I believe there's enough grading out there that we can show and satisfy the conservation district and the county that the majority of the storm flows will be going to the yard and going down the driveways and reaching the swales.
Anything else, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Lang.
Again, no question, but a little information for the commission. This site, as your note on the site plan, is listed as having 7 parcels. They were in a state that was deeded off in equal size parcels without proper survey approval several years ago, and they're now trying to remedy that situation.
Okay, thank you. Robertson.
No question.
Branson. Barwick, thank you. If you would be kind enough to stand aside for a moment, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-69, Wright Brothers Properties? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm Mark Wright. Address is 1210 Hollyberry Court, Huntingtown, Maryland.
Are you one of the applicants, sir?
Yes.
Okay, well, go ahead. I think we all know that you're probably in favor of
this. Yeah, it's strongly in favor of it. Like I said, all of these lots are individually owned by siblings, and several of us currently have plans to build within the next 5 to 10 years as we reach retirement. I was born and raised in Sussex County. Fortunately, had to leave to pursue, you know, better income. And okay. Now that I've attained that, I want to come back.
It was about the money. All right. Amazing how that happens. Yes. Okay. All right, then, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-69? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public